It's a week now since Intel, the company who employ almost 5,000 workers making computer chips in Leixlip in County Kildare, reported plans to cut jobs. They didn't say how many or where in their worldwide companies the cuts would happen, but that it could be before July before that detail is known. The Minister for Enterprise, Tourism and Employment, Peter Burke, is meeting with their senior Irish managers today, and he's with us now in studio. Peter Burke, you're very welcome to Morning Ireland. We'll talk about the housing czar that Ivana Bacik was speaking about a little bit later, but it's over a week since the company announced plans to cut jobs. What have Intel told you since?
Well, we've been working closely with Intel, as we do over the last number of years as a government. Since they came here back in 1989, they've been an exceptional company, have provided huge value to the Irish economy and are so important in the semiconductor space. So essentially, this is part of my normal meetings with Intel. I do note the new chief executive, Lip Bhutan, when he did make his announcement last week, he was very clear that central and core to Intel's future is their manufacturing of engineering and their key new 7 nanometer node, and that is the lowest node in Europe, and obviously that is central to Fab 34, which is the most advanced semiconductor manufacturing unit in the EU, and Ireland is home to that. So that is its primary activity, and I suspect that will continue into the future.
Is it inevitable that there will be job loss at Intel Ireland now?
I don't think it's inevitable. Obviously,
what have they told you?
Obviously, it's very uncertain at the moment. I can't go into confidential briefings with Intel, but obviously, as a government, we're really committed to supporting Intel because semiconductor is such important to the future of Ireland and indeed the EU.
Have they given you any assurances on jobs here?
I'm in discussions with Intel, as I always am, and I'm very much aware that there's so many employees listening to this show as well, Gavin. That's not an appropriate forum to really go into detail. But what I am saying is that from an Irish government's perspective, we are doing all we can to ensure that Intel will grow, will stabilise. And for a semiconductor piece, when we look at the share of chips, that now 80% of chips are now manufactured in Asia, Europe has only about 8% of that market share. And through the Chips Acts and other measures, we're really looking forward to increasing that. And that's why we brought and launched our new semiconductor strategy. I got approval in Cabinet last week for it. And that's going to be critical to increase those 20-odd thousand jobs that are in that sector. And critically, and most importantly, as your listeners will know, chips are everywhere, from fridges, phones, electric vehicles. And we need, as a country, when we have so many of the foundation, the building blocks for chips, to really increase that capacity into the future and cement as a world leader for it here in Ireland.
You're also meeting with the Irish Congress of Trade Unions later today. They say that your government is rowing back on promises made to workers, delaying a promise to increase sick leave to EU norms, deferring the minimum wage and putting off auto-enrolment of pensions. Why are you breaking your party, your government's promises to workers?
Well, first of all, I really want to acknowledge on International Workers' Day the 2.8 million workers travelling to work this morning. That is a record level for our country. And as a government, we're doing everything we can to support them. And me, as Minister for Enterprise, has to get a balance between keeping our businesses viable to ensure that that employment is retained and also ensuring that we are sustainably improving the conditions of workers.
By rolling back on promises to workers.
So in each of the points you put to me, and first of all, we're not pausing the minimum wage. There will be a significant increase in the minimum wage this year in line with the Low Pay Commission's recommendation. What we are doing is that we are lengthening the period of time to get to the living wage, which is 55% of the median wage in our economy. And when we look at the two surveys from the CSO that underpin the living wage, we're at about 56.5% in one, that's about 3.5% away. And in the other, in relation to the structure of earnings survey, we have already met the living wage. So we're within striking distance of it. And I would point out that when we have wage growth in our economy about 3.5%, inflation is running at 1.7%, it is so important that workers do get just rewards. But if I recommend to government increases of 10 and 12% like have happened in the past, that will lead to unsustainable wage growth, and it's the upper pressure that it continues right across the economy. I always act in evidence. I know from the joint report we had with the Department of Social Protection that 75% of minimum wage workers reside in hospitality and retail. It's a very exposed sector. I know from the PwC barometer that insolvencies over the last 2 years have been up 50% in those two cohorts. So my core objective is to retain jobs, to have high quality jobs and improvements like we have in all other areas in the economy. And that's what we're committed to.
Well, on sick leave, for example, we're way behind almost every other EU country on sick leave. Even the moves made in recent years are only playing catch up. Your previous party leader, previous Taoiseach Leo Varadkar, promised that employers would cover the cost of 10 days per year in 2025. We're nowhere near that. Why?
Well, first of all, we had no sick leave 2 years ago, so we have a scheme now. There is no hole whereby a worker will be left without support, because obviously we have the social welfare code which kicks in after 3 days. We have 5 days sick leave, but critically in our manifesto that we went... Critically, that's not correct, because in our manifesto that we went to the Irish people with, the Fine Gael party was very clear that we did not intend increasing sick days if we were elected back to government and keep it at 5 days. No, we got a renewed mandate in the last general election based on that core objective to ensure that businesses are growing. But I would point out, in other areas, there's been huge advances in employment rights. We've seen the right to request remote working. We know auto-enrolment is coming in from the 1st of January. That will provide for vulnerable workers' futures, which is critically important. We've seen TIPS legislation come in. We've banned zero-hour contracts. We've ensured that we have the first major overhaul and review of employment legislation now by the Employment Review Group, and I've appointed and commissioned that to vindicate the efforts that all our workers are putting in to keeping our economy moving, and we really appreciate that. And my job as Enterprise Minister, my core objective is to ensure that I keep employment going, I keep businesses healthy and growing and viable, and that we keep improving workers' conditions. And I'm so committed to doing that and look forward to engaging with workers right into the future to ensure we sustain that activity.
Have you and fellow Fine Gael ministers agreed to appoint Brendan McDonagh to be the so-called housing czar on a salary of €430,000 a year?
No. So we haven't agreed to any name has come before Cabinet. I think it's very unhelpful.
Are you comfortable with the salary of the preferred candidate?
Well, first of all, I think it's unhelpful that we are talking about and discussing individual names in the public arena. What we have agreed to do in line with the programme for government...
Your coalition colleagues were briefing his name only in recent days.
I think it's unhelpful to be briefing to the media on housing when, in the first instance, the core objective in the programme for government was to establish a strategic housing activation office. And the reason for that is to break down silos between, grid connections, between Irish Water, all those key areas. So that's what we're working out. And we're having a cabinet subcommittee today to look at the governance structure, to look at the authority of it, and to essentially work this and tease it through government. But essentially, the cart has been put before the horse here in really...
By who?
Well, by what's in the media. I don't know who...
Who put that into the media?
How would I know that?
We didn't invent this.
I haven't...
James Brown told the News at One he was the government's preferred candidate.
Well, first of all, I want to say is it has not been agreed by government yet, and it's unhelpful to be speculating when we haven't got an agreement.
Are you going to oppose the housing minister on this?
No, we're going to work through to deliver on more housing solutions, because what we want to do...
I'm asking what the housings are and the appointment of the housings are. Are you going to oppose the housing minister on this?
Gavin, I'm not going to preempt a cabinet subcommittee on housing, of which I'm a member of today. We're going to work through it, but critically, we in Fine Gael are bringing solutions to the table. I have moved on short-term lets, which is going to provide solutions. I've also moved on modern methods of construction, which is the leading form of construction methodology in our major construction companies now, set up a centre of excellence. And we in Fine Gael have provided a huge amount into a housing policy, but we want to do more. And we know we have a huge challenge. We know we have a huge challenge to ensure that we increase housing output in our economy. But we have made significant progress. And if you look at a third of the social housing waiting list has been cut over the last...
You're behind in your social housing targets and have been over repeated years. You're behind in your construction targets and you look like you're going to be off target again this year.
But still, I can articulate progress. I can say to you, since 2016, over a third of the social housing waiting list has been reduced in Ireland. That's very significant. Secondly, we're building more social homes than we were since 1975.
You haven't met your targets in the last two years. 500 first-time buyers
are getting the keys to new homes every week. And we know that 75,000 families, through government initiatives over the last 5 years, have got the keys to a new home, all of which the opposition wants to cut those supports from our first home scheme to our Help to Buy scheme and through our derelict grants that have come in and brought new houses into supply. But we know housing is the biggest challenge in our economy. Government will do everything we can to resolve it. The place to do that is at the Cabinet and not over the airwaves.
We started the programme this morning talking about a write-off of over €3.5 million by RTE over an IT project that went wrong at a time when the broadcaster is waiting on more state funding to make redundancies. What's your understanding of what happened?
Well, I've only heard about this in the last hour, and my understanding is that Minister Patrick O'Donovan has, working with all the agencies under his department, has sought a review of all projects of over €500,000 over the last 5 years. This is one project that has came to light for him, and obviously he has met RTE back at the 8th of April in connection with it, and RTE are due to come back to him with more information on it. So until we establish all the facts, I think first of all it's important to let Minister Patrick O'Donovan resolve this issue, deal with it, but obviously we need to ensure that money that has spent, we're getting value for it, and that's going to be key in terms of, be it infrastructure and where we want to take our economy over the next 5 years, investing in sustainability, ensuring that we have innovation at the heart of our economy, and critically and most importantly, sustaining the level of employment that we have here.
Peter Burke, thank you very much for coming in to us. Peter Burke
is
the Minister for Enterprise, Tourism and Employment.